David, Petraeus' scandal was sparked by Florida socialite Jill Kelly, who went to the FBI after she said she received harassing emails from the former CIA director's mistress, Paula Broadwell. Now, General John Allen, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, is being investigated for what have been called flirtatious emails with Jill Kelly. Joining us now, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., as you talk with so many people who are involved in this, both from the security standpoint of this, the military standpoint in all this, what kind of a distraction is it for the U.S. military operations?
It's not much of a distraction at all for the operations. The distraction comes here in town. The distraction has come for all of those people that are caught up in the political theater, people that are caught up in the scandal. The people, you know, just watching the scandal. The military is one of those organizations, much like the intelligence community, that has a mission. There is redundancy that's built in from the ground up so that they will get their work done and do it at a high level, regardless of who's running the show. Now, in terms of the image, there is a big concern. That is a huge distraction for folks that are charged with overseeing the military and all of its functioning. But I got to tell you, the folks on the ground, based on what I've heard and the folks I've been talking to, are still getting it done today, just like they were Thursday of last week.
Now, Paula Broadwell was an Army officer herself. She's writing a biography of David Petraeus. It's clear how she has access. But how does Jill Kelly get such access? She throws parties and, you know, volunteers for stuff.
I think a couple things real quick on this is that I assume you're alluding to classified information or...
No, just general, the
How does she get access to these people?
Email General Kelly and get a response right away.
This is a big part.
General Allen, you meant.
Yes.
This is a big part of the military community. People move to different communities. They don't know anyone there. They don't know where things are. There are groups and folks that are in these communities that do nothing more than be the welcome wagon.
Right. That's true. But let's think about it. You know, it's the men and women who are on the ground who are fighting these ugly combat missions, mm-hmm. and not so much the generals, but the generals are the ones we understand are being feted and treated almost like rock stars.
Yeah, and, you know, to some degree, it may have a nature of that kind of over-the-top treatment. But, you know, when you look at the reality of what's going on, this is a situation that the military believes is productive and helpful. And most of these folks are not doing anything wrong. They're just simply saying, okay, you want to help us out? Thank you. Show us where things are. Tell us who's who. We need to connect with some of these people anyway. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for doing that. In some cases, things go a little bit beyond the pale, and I think that may be the case in some of the situations that we've been hearing about.
Less than 30 seconds. Acting CIA Director Michael Morell will be on the Hill today answering questions. What can we expect?
I met Michael Morell several years ago, and one of the things that he said to me was, we're looking at the future. We're looking at moving ahead. We're looking at getting to the point where the mistakes of the past or the inabilities of the past, we can get over them. I'm willing to bet that that's going to be the same kind of message that he passes on the Hill today, moving forward and keeping the trains running on time.
I wonder how many questions there are going to be. It's all behind closed doors, so we're not going to know so much of what does take place, but there are some compelling questions.
Right.
J.J. Green, our national security correspondent, thanks for joining
us. Thank you.